Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on January 23 regarding Faustino, F-A-U-S-T-I-N-O, Trejo, T-R-E-J-O, on the history of accident. The examinee was accompanied to the evaluation by a friend named Alexa, A-L-E-X-A, Malishak, M-A-L-I-S-H-C-H-A-K, who helped serve as a translator. Period, there are no medical records provided, except a single referral from Dr. Bernardini, supplied by the claimant, period. Within these constraints, I learned that Mr. Trejo fell from a ladder on 6/29/09 and struck his elbows while doing so. Parody tells me he experienced a laceration, but no sutures were placed. Period. He denies undergoing any x-rays. Parody denies getting any physical therapy, but the referral from Dr. Bernardini on 8/11/09 specifically referred him for physical therapy due to right lateral epicondylitis. Period, no surgery has been performed in this case. Period, is no longer receiving any active care. Period, Mr. Trejo does have a legal proceeding ongoing in this matter. Period, work history, this 50-year-old married Hispanic male was employed in the sanitation department of the insured at the time of his accident. Period, missed about 6 weeks of work after it occurred. Period, has since been able to return to the workforce with a new employer that is a packing house. Period, he denies any hobbies currently or in the past medical history. First sentence normal, he indicated that he previously injured his foot at work with the insured, but this case has resolved. Period, present complaint at the time of the current examination, Mr. Trejo complains of constant pain in the left elbow. Period, his right arm feels fine. Period, denies any swelling, comma, stiffness, comma, weakness, comma, numbness, tingling, or nocturnal awakening. Period, he has no splints, braces, or supports at this time. Period, overall, the symptoms are staying the same. Period, no medications, none. He has no primary care physician. Physical exam. General appearance, examinee is an adult Hispanic male mesomorph, extremities upper. There was a very faint 5/8 inch scar overlying the lateral left elbow, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions, period. A left thumb triggered at the interphalangeal joint, period, range of motion in the remaining fingers, as well as both wrists, elbows and shoulders, is full in all planes without crepitus triggering or locking. Period, full left wrist flexion to 60 degrees elicited tenderness, period. There was non-reproducible tenderness, palpation about the left elbow, there was none on the right. Peripheral pulses were intact bilaterally, period, pinprick sensation was non-reproducibly diminished in a global distribution throughout the left upper extremity. Period, he reported this in a retroactive fashion, even though initially clearly identified pinprick testing. The rest of that section is normal, hands, wrists, elbows, normal macro, spine, cervical, normal macro, impressions and analyses. On 6/29/09, Mr. Faustino Trejo, 50-year-old male, evidently fell from a ladder, primarily striking his left elbow against it. Parody apparently sustained a laceration that did not require suturing. Period. He was diagnosed with lateral epicondylitis, for which Dr. Bernardini referred him for physical therapy. Period. The petitioner currently asserts that he did not participate participate in physical therapy, nor did he undergo any x-rays. Pretty missed about 6 weeks of work after the incident in question. Pretty has since returned to the workforce as a packer for a new employer. Period in paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Treasure on 1-8-13 found full range of motion about both elbows without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Incidentally noted was triggering of the left thumb at the interphalangeal joint. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement, inflammation, or compression neuropathy. Period. There was non-reproducible tenderness, palpation about the left elbow. Period. He also had non-reproducible response to pinprick testing in the left upper extremity. Period. In paragraph, this case represents 0% permanent partial disability referable to either statutory arm / elbow. Period. Mr. Treasure remains highly functional in a job that is physically demanding of the upper extremities. Period.